Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We do not know her name or age or precisely where in Australia she comes from, and we don't know a lot of the medical details. But press accounts that came out in March tell us that a woman taking RU486 there died in 2010, marking the first such death since the country approved the abortion drug in 2006. Along with the inherent risk for infection, from which it appears this poor mother died, promoters of the abortion pill in the U.S. and overseas have tried to reduce the number of patient visits, and thus the contact with the abortionist, a protocol that can have deadly consequences. In the protocol approved by the FDA, there were 3 visits mandated. In practice, many abortionists in the U.S. and elsewhere have dropped the second visit, giving women the misoprostol to self-administer at home, sometimes vaginally rather than orally, as in the FDA protocol. This is claimed to increase effectiveness and reduce side effects, but it is thought by some to increase possible exposure to bacteria. Reports in The Australian do not tell us how patients there administer the misoprostol, but does indicate that they were indeed sending the prostaglandin home with the aborting woman. It is unclear whether or not Australian women are told to come back for a follow-up visit to determine whether or not the drugs have been effective, and what emergency procedures are in place is likewise murky. The Australian says that some medical abortion services insist on meeting the support person to ensure they know when to call for help, but this is not the case with Marie Stopes International. University professor Caroline DaCosta called for closer observation in her comments to the Australian Broadcasting Company. If you are going to have the woman undergoing the abortion processes at home, then you must have close contact with her, and she must know, and you must know, what arrangements are in place if she should need emergency care or extra care. That close contact and reduced contact stand at odds with each other seems not to occur to DaCosta or the rest of RU486's supporters. DaCosta argues for the prophylactic use of antibiotics as part of the protocol. After a number of RU486 patients died, Planned Parenthood has adopted this as part of their protocol in the U.S., although there has been some disagreement in the abortion community over the cost and effectiveness of this practice. Marie Stopes International did not tell the Australian Broadcasting Company whether or not it planned to review its procedures, but did say that serious infection was a very rare but known risk. Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration wrote to all authorized prescribers of RU486 after learning of the death, recommending that they review their protocols, the Australian reports. Where necessary, the paper reports, the TGA advised, patient information and consent documents were to be changed to include active follow-up by medical staff to exclude infections, incomplete abortion, and therapeutic failure. About 18,000 chemical abortions with RU486 have been performed in Australia since 2009, the Australian reports, and around 85,000 abortions of all types are performed in Australia each year. Use of the chemical abortifacients had been on the increase, with 5,383 women using the drug there in the first half of 2011, an increase of 48% over the previous period. A chart from the government's Department of Health and Aging shows that at least 18 women have experienced infection or have dealt with other complications, such as hemorrhage, incomplete abortions, cervical tears, uterine perforations or ruptures, and even the reopening of a cesarean section scar after using the drug. Obviously, this is a far cry from the simple, safe, and natural abortion many of these women were promised. We will see in the coming months whether the revelation of this latest death and the dangers that accompany use of the drugs will dampen demand among women from Australia.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.